Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Good morning, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good day. Markets are relatively stable. I mean, when I talk about markets, I mean Bitcoin. It's obviously had the ETF decision out yesterday. Not a great deal actually happened. We're sitting roughly from a point of recording around that 6,400 area. And we've been sort of sitting around there for quite some time now. It seems to be, I mean, I'm certainly not going to say it's stable, because I mean, I think it's anything but stable, but we still sit in that really rangy consolidation. Now, if we look at, you know, something like Bitcoin Cash, it's still sort of holding around that $500 mark. And if we go all the way to ETH, I mean, ETH, it's at 272, which is a pretty sorry state of affairs, in my opinion. Of course, coming down from 1,400 back in, I think it was January that we saw 1,400, maybe the end of December. That brings me to my conversation with you guys today. It's one about expectations. I see all the time in this space people talking about when moon, and you know, I've been a pretty solid advocate for changing that language and being a little bit more productive, being a little bit more realistic with those expectations. Now, of course, I've got nothing against the language. I've got nothing against people having a good time. That's not at all the reason why, you know, I'm somebody who doesn't really use that language. It's more about, I guess, trying to help people to understand they need to take responsibility to a certain extent for the future of this industry, for the future of themselves and for the future of their investments. If you consider this to be true, i.e. that last year, a lot of people that had absolutely no idea, and look, also the years leading up to last year, people that had absolutely no idea made an absolute fortune. Some people making tens of millions, many hundreds of millions. This happens. It has happened. And I think what's been tied to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as a whole is the certain expectation that this one investment will change your life forever. And it may do, but how it changes your life is up to you. I.e., you've got two scenarios here. It can change your life in one way, which is you make a lot of money, and it can change your life in the other way, which is you invest too much, you lose it all, and therefore you've got nothing left. Now, of course, I want the first one to be true. And I do believe that this space will develop, and I do believe that there will be many more opportunities for the first option to make a lot of money to come true is. I think there'll be opportunity for that to occur. Now, of course, if you're a hodler, if you're someone who invests and holds, that opportunity, you know, it could be starting right now, i.e. now's not a bad time to look at projects because there's not a great deal going on. You're not having to FOMO into things because nothing's moving. It's about learning about what's going on right now. And that's what's really, really important. You see, people that are educated tend to do well. And I don't just mean stochastically educated, because a lot of stochastically educated people go and get jobs, and those jobs pay them, and then they sort of stay in those jobs. And that's fine. Maybe it's the job of their dreams. Maybe that's what they wanted. But I'm talking about relating crypto to financial outcomes that are positive. So everyone loves a raffle ticket. Everyone loves a raffle ticket anyway. Meat tray is awesome. Everyone loves a lottery ticket. Everyone wants to have that belief that, okay, yes, my job might not be amazing. Yes, things might be tough. And I'm just giving some scenarios here, you know. Yes, things might be hard. Yes, I might have had to cut a few bad breaks lately. But if I could just win that $10 million lotto, and I have got a ticket, I've got the ticket. If I could just have that come good. Now, related to this, if I'd have just bought Bitcoin in 2013, if I'd have just bought Bitcoin in 2014, 15, 16, if I'd have just bought Ripple, NEM, and some of the alts at the start of 2017, that's not long ago, 18 months ago, as a matter of fact, you would have had a lot more right now. But don't get that language caught up with reality. If I had have just, that typically tends to be, and I don't mean this to upset anybody, really, but if it moves you, great. It tends to be the language of losers. If I had have just, I had the idea for Uber. Do you know what I mean? I had the idea for this. I had the idea for that. Ideas don't mean anything. Execution gets things done. No one stole your idea. Somebody just did it and you didn't. So you miss out. So right now we're forced to take responsibility. If we've been investing throughout the year or last year, at the end of last year especially, you know, October, November, December, January, even February, people are probably hurting quite a bit right now. It's okay. Maybe you rushed into it, but you rushed into something, and maybe you look at it as a mistake now, but let me tell you this. You've rushed into something that is phenomenal, that is amazing, and does have life-changing opportunities. Are you just going to sit there and watch your money go down, get toxic in chat rooms and start complaining, or are you going to get smart? They're your two opportunities right now. The same as your two opportunities are, you either make money or you don't. Now, you either get educated or you don't. Now, I don't know. I don't mind how you do it. I don't mind what you do or you know, whatever floats your boat. It doesn't worry me. But I can tell you right now, this has been a trader's market this year. The world is changing in crypto. There's been more opportunities to go short. And we can still go long too. Market's still trending, uptrends, just shorter periods of time at the moment. I mean, in fact, one of my best trades this entire year has been, there was two, one after the other, EOS against Bitcoin, one to times 24, on risk multiple, so 24 times the risk multiple, the other 29 times that risk multiple. So if you're not learning to trade, if you're not trading, maybe that's something that you want to consider. And if it's not, that's fine. Maybe start to consider how you can get smarter about your fundamental decisions when you're investing. Because have a fantastic day. I really want this to inspire you guys to actually consider where you're at and what your thought patterns are. Do you think you're just going to get rich by doing nothing? Hope you do. But it's unlikely. I think that time has passed, and maybe we'll have it again in the future. Maybe we will get this opportunity again. But maybe it's not a plan. You got to execute what you want, guys. Go get it. Have a good day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.